Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, rural Dunn County residents wrestle with the release of a three-time sex offender into their community. And according to Dunn County Sheriff Dennis Smith, more may be on the way. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Friday morning on both WWIB and WOGO, we told you about the fact that 33-year-old Jamie Stevenson, a three-time sex offender, convicted in three different assault cases in 2004, 2006, and 2009, had been released and is now living in rural Wheeler in the township of Otter Creek. Included in that story, we shared some audio courtesy of WEAU-TV of Kelly Hayes, a 52-year-old resident of the area, expressing her concerns. Hayes told WEAU,
"My neighbors with little girls, they're upset. They're furious. They're afraid. The first time I heard anything about it, the deputies were out here checking on children that lived in proximity to the home, taking measurements, the 1,500 feet rule."
Hayes subsequently contacted us via email saying, "Mark, I'm searching for someone to help us in getting to the truth and getting that truth told. I'm referring to the placement of Jamie Stevenson. She called him a violent sexual predator that's been placed in my township. She says my outcry is not just a mother and neighbor concerned for safety, it's also as a concerned citizen." And she went on to note that the Otter Creek Township is pursuing legal action against Dunn County for their lack of what she called due diligence in the placement of Stevenson. As Chippewa Valley Today was able to reach Dunn County Sheriff Dennis Smith, we learned that Stevenson is the first of potentially other sex offenders who will be placed at the same location.
"Just in the last couple of days, I think yesterday or day before, I heard something about that the state was thinking about putting another one at the same place, I suppose, to condense or keep the cost down. I don't know much about the history of this guy. I actually thought he was coming from the eastern part of the state, and then Kelly told me that he actually was, Pierce County was his last, or was one of his offenses, and then I talked to the chief deputy this morning, and he said that his last offense was in Dunn County, and that's why he ended up here. Again, I haven't seen, I looked on CCAP yesterday and couldn't really figure it out between the interruptions and so forth."
So again, just to confirm, you're saying in the last couple of days you've heard the possibility that there could be someone else at a later time in this location.
"Yeah, there's been more discussion, and one of the things I heard was that something about a secondary person might be put there, but that wasn't from Corporation Council, it wasn't from the state, and it was related to the discussion we had with this individual here."
Regarding Jamie Stevenson, Kelly Hayes tells Chippewa Valley This Week,
"He's not just an offender. He's a violent sexual predator. He's still on parole from Minnesota, serving 25-year parole. He's still on that. He's been convicted in Pierce County. According to the Dunn County News, he was residing in Beldenville, and yet he's dumped in rural Dunn County."
So when did you first hear of this? On Monday or before that?
The first inkling we got of anything was back in August when the Sheriff's Department was out here assessing the situation, who lived in what houses, how many, were there children, and how far were they from the home that they were going to place him in. And I talked to the deputy, we measured it out, and the nearest house was within 1,500 feet of his house, and he was like, this is within the measurement, so we should be good to go. Later on, there were deputies out on two different times talking to the neighbor who owns a private easement, between my property and the neighbor's property, assessing whether that would be a public road or not. And it's not a public road. It's only for private use. So we just thought it wasn't going to happen.
Kelly Hayes tells Chippewa Valley This Week she had a problem with these remarks made by Dunn County Sheriff Dennis Smith to WEAU-TV in the story that first aired Thursday night.
"The state basically makes the decision where they're going to go and what requirements there are."
Hayes says,
"The problem I had with what he said was that he said the placement of Jamie the county didn't have anything to do with it. That was all the state. And that's distorting the truth, because the county does have something to do with it. They have to participate in where he gets placed. And it's in the laws. It's in the bylaw. I'm no lawyer, but at the little bit of reading that I did, I can figure out that it says county must put together a committee.
Chippewa Valley This Week asked Dunn County Sheriff Dennis Smith about his response to Hayes' criticism.
Well, yes and no. I guess I probably was minimizing it to a point, but they have a process that they follow and so forth. And I attended a few meetings in the beginning, and then the chief deputy attended some more meetings after that. And, you know, basically I know that nobody wants something like that in their neighborhood. And I know Kelly and Cecil, and I feel for them, and then other neighbors. But they had a process they had about acquiring a place for the person to be placed, and then it had to go through a court approval. And I guess I thought that they had the process in place, and I'm not trying to pass the buck here. I guess I have some things that I wish there was rules that they had to be in certain places, but there's rules that they can't be next to a school, they can't be next to a church, they can't be next to a playground. And I think that the process was followed.
Chippewa Valley This Week asked concerned resident Kelly Hayes. Seems that this 33-year-old man needs to go somewhere. And
yep.
Understandably, I mean, you know, you're speaking up on behalf of Wheeler and this location and saying, no, not here. But where should he go?
I know he needs to go somewhere. And if the county had done due diligence and actually thought through where they were putting him, if they'd included us, if this house was a livable, decent house, then, yeah, he would have to be here. And I would have to learn to live with that. But they didn't do their job. Now, I do have to add to that this is rural Dunn County. We're 15 miles from the sheriff's department. You know, if he decides to violate the stipulations that he's supposed to be living under, he can, within 5 minutes, be at any one of our homes, okay? We don't have a lot of traffic going on here. It's quiet.
Chippewa Valley This Week asked Sheriff Dennis Smith how he responds to residents like the Hayeses who feel like, to put it bluntly, this 33-year-old sex offender is just being dumped on rural Wheeler.
I know when we've done it in the past for other ones that are under probation and parole, we have a process we follow here where we do a door-to-door if they're a certain level sex offender, and then if they're not that level, we just do it in the media like we did with this one here. And again, the chief deputy has been taking care of that for a number of years, and I guess I don't know what we could have done to make them happy if we came in and talked to them all and brought it up. Maybe there's some things we could have done. We had one in one neighborhood where we helped them start a neighborhood watch. We, you know, gave them ideas and stuff, and maybe that's something we could have done too. But I guess I didn't think it was being kept a secret. Maybe it wasn't out there until it was a done deal. But I know several people had talked about it, so I know it wasn't being hidden.
Are you at all put at ease in any way by the fact that he's on GPS monitoring?
No. No, because...
Don't you feel like that's part of what the state is trying to do to assuage your fears?
Oh, sure they are. And were it in a more populated area where there are more people, you know, out and about, where the law enforcement is more easily accessible, they can get to the place easier, yeah, I can see that. But out here, no, because by the time they realize that he's out of his place and can respond, he's already in one of these homes that has girls. Or he's in my home trying to take my car so he can bail or whatever else he wants to do. So, no, it doesn't ease me ease my conscience or my mind because of where it's at.
Chippewa Valley This Week asked Sheriff Dennis Smith of Dunn County to weigh in on the GPS monitoring and its reliability.
Well, many of them are run off a cellular signal, and I had some concerns with that when we first started talking about having it in a place where the signal would be powerful enough. And as far as I know, the state worked through that. I don't know if they put in a landline or how they handled that. But the monitor doesn't do much good if there's no signal for, like, a cellular phone number. That's where a landline would be much more reliable and responsible.
Kelly Hayes, husband of almost 35 years, 56-year-old Cecil Hayes, tells Chippewa Valley This Week that the state law that prohibits registered sex offenders from living within a 1,500-foot radius of places like schools, child care facilities, churches, youth centers, and parks is the letter of the law. He says,
the heart of the law is to keep this individual separate from, away from children because of his history. And if you shoot the GPS in on these houses, there's four houses within, only four houses inside of 1,500 feet of his location. Three of those four houses have children, and not just have children, but we have five girls that fit his problem, his profile. And if you, if you look at this from a percentage factor, the percentage of children in his immediate area compared to the number of people in his immediate area, you'd have a hard time finding a worse place to put him. I mean, you just would. And the only pavement, this is a road that goes nowhere. It comes off from County Road S, and it goes back to County Road S. The only thing it serves is the people who live back here. So it's not traveled except during the fall hunting season. And because of that, all of our kids, including our three are adults, but all the kids that have lived in this neighborhood, they ride their bikes up and down this road. There's a little hill that starts right in front of his house. They ride their skateboards down that little bit of a hill. It's not a lot. And the girls and the kids, and in the summertime, that's their playground, for goodness sakes. But because this is not researched, not checked out, they didn't talk to us. And the little bit we got was because we never see police in our neighborhood unless something's up. So we see a policeman out at the end of our driveway. We went and talked to him. Otherwise, we'd have never heard. And unfortunately, that's not enough research for the circumstances of this is a violent, dangerous person who now has, like my wife said, there's X, regardless of what you say, if the patrolman who's working in the northern portion of the state, and I know from previous that there's always they try to keep a patrolman in the north half of Dunn County, and they try to keep a patrolman in the south half of Dunn County. If he goes back to the office for paperwork, if he stands on his accelerator and drives like an absolute maniac, he's not getting here in 15 minutes. We are off the beaten path. It is crooked. There is stop signs. And just to get here to what? Find an empty bracelet in that room. He still hasn't found the man.
As we wrapped up, Dunn County Sheriff Dennis Smith wanted to make sure this point was understood by all of those in the Otter Creek Township where 33-year-old Jamie Stevenson now resides.
And, I just want the people to know that live up that way. We absolutely don't want to, have them feel like we don't care about their safety. We care when we have these kind of things. We make sure every deputy goes by and finds out where the place is. They make extra trips through the area. And if something happens and somebody is on the other end of the county, we call people out and send them there like ASAP. And so we try to do everything we can to protect the community.
As we wrap up this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we can only wonder if the placement of 33-year-old three-time sex offender Jamie Stevenson in rural Wheeler in the township of Otter Creek has raised this much concern, this much of a stink, including a lawsuit from the township pursuing legal action against Dunn County for their lack of due diligence in the placement of Stevenson. How much more outcry will there be if, according to Sheriff Smith, there's the placement of at least one more, if not other, sex offenders in the same location? For Chippewa Valley This Week, I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO Radio. Check our podcast at WIB.com.